In basketball, you're trained to have quick feet. In baseball, you're trained to have quick hands. But in Christianity, we are told that we need to have quick ears. When was the last time you really strained to understand someone else's thoughts or opinions, instead of just enduring what they had to say until you could interject your own words? Being quick to hear is not at the top of the list of descriptive factors characterizing God's people, but it should be. Welcome to Day by Day. James chapter 1, verse 19 says this, "Know this, my beloved brothers, let every person be quick to hear." What does it mean to be quick to hear? It means to be ready and willing to listen with a view to understanding. We are so consumed with wanting to be heard that we are rarely quick to hear. A lot of the times we're not quick to hear because we think we already know that we are right and we have it figured out and we're going to tell it to you emphatically and that you are the person that needs to be quick to hear and understand. But can I challenge you to look back over the last week or two and see if you can think of a situation where it would have benefited you to be quick to hear? This is something that all of us can put into practice immediately. If we are not quick to hear, ready to listen, and willing to listen, then it seems that we would rather be ignorant than informed and understanding and compassionate. But let's move from a general maxim to the real issue at hand that I believe James is dealing with. I don't think James is just giving us a general principle, although it is a good one. I believe he has as his object that we would be quick to hear the revealed word of God. Now look back at how James begins verse 19. He says, "You know this." Well, what do his readers know? Well, what did he just tell them? He told them that God is the giver of all good gifts and that God saved us through his word so that we could be new creatures. If it's his gospel, his revealed word that brings us into salvation, then we should be quick to hear it and to keep listening to it. And then at the end of verse 21, James writes, "Receive with meekness the implanted word." The Christian should capture every opportunity to hear the word of God preached or taught. At times, right before I read a sermon text, I think, this is the most important thing we will do all day long. And what I mean by that is to have the scriptures read and heard is the most important. So be quick, be eager, be excited to hear the word of God because you know it's one of those good and perfect gifts from the Lord. Today, please pray for Michael Smith and his family, our missionaries in Arkansas. And also remember the Ilongo LifeWord broadcast in the Philippines.